ذوقي.
يلا بكتب فيك.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فرح المخلفون بمقعدهم خلاف رسول الله وكرهوا أن يجاهدوا بأموالهم وأنفسهم في سبيل الله وقالوا لا تنفروا في الحر، قل نار جهنم أشد حرا لو كانوا يفقهون. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. On the occasion of the Battle of Tabuk, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the announcement that it is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we go out on this particular expedition and we take part in this expedition, the hypocrites, they made a scheme. And part of this plot and part of this scheme was that they tried to discourage people from assisting the Muslim army. And in order to discourage people from taking part in this expedition, which would assist the Muslims, they made this statement which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reproduced in the Quran. And the statement was, لا تنفروا في الحر. Do not travel and do not take part in this expedition due to the intense heat. It's extremely hot, and because it's extremely hot, if you were to take part in this expedition, then you are only going to be causing yourselves distress and inconvenience. So upon this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied that قُلْ أَوْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, inform them and say, نَارُ جَهَنَّمَ أَشَدُّ حَرَّ, that the fire of Jahannam is far more intense in heat in comparison to the heat of this world. The lesson that we derive from here is that when in this world we experience hot weather, then at that time we should use this hot weather also to benefit ourselves in the Akhirah and in the hereafter. When a mu'min and a believer he has the correct lenses. And he sees everything from the angle of the hereafter. Then no matter what situation or condition he will find himself in, he will be able to benefit from that situation. Otherwise, the situation will pass by, the condition will pass by, and he will not be able to gain anything from it. There will be many people that these few days of heat will pass by, and all they will do is complain. All they will do is feel frustrated. And after these days have passed, if they were to ponder, they will realize that we were not able to gain anything from this. And the same goes in winter. That when it's extremely cold, for the majority, they will just complain. There will just be negative comments. And they will never gain anything from this cold weather. So when it's very cold also, and when it's very hot also, we should gain maximum benefit from this and make this also a ni'mah and a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how can we do this? There are plenty of ways. One thing we can do is that when we are passing through hot weather, then at that time, we should ponder over those gifts which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, which He has deprived many other people from. For example, we have funds. We have air conditioning. We have a roof over our head. We have cold water that we can drink. So we should think to ourselves that there are people in the world who are living in such areas, such villages, in the middle of a desert, in the middle of a jungle. And the weather is even more hot, the climate and the temperature is even more hotter than it is over here. They have no roof over their head, no fans, no air condition, no cold water. So how fortunate are we that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has given us all of these other things through which we can make our life easier. When it's hot weather, Allah ta'ala has given us all the resources to combat the hot weather. And when it's cold weather, Allah ta'ala has given us all the resources to combat the cold weather. So we should be grateful to Allah ta'ala. By being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will give us even more. And this gratefulness to Allah ta'ala will benefit us greatly in the hereafter also. So this is one thing we need to do, that we should be grateful to Allah ta'ala for all the blessings He has given us, through which it becomes more easier for us to continue with our day-to-day life when the weather is extremely hot. Number two, we should make dua. And we should supplicate for those people who are not as fortunate as us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes extremely happy with an individual when he has feelings and concerns for another creation of Allah. Whether that creation is a human being, whether that creation is an animal, whether it's a Muslim or a non-Muslim. Al-Khalqu Iyadullah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the entire creation, everything that Allah ta'ala has created, they are all the family of Allah, they are all the dependents of Allah. فَأَحَبُّ الْخَلْقِ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَنْ أَحْسَنَ إِلَىٰ إِيَالِهِ. And from this creation of Allah, those people are the most beloved to Allah Ta'ala who treat this creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with goodness. So Allah Ta'ala becomes extremely happy when we assist other creations of Allah. So we should think to ourselves and we should ponder that there must be many people who are in far more difficult situations than us. Their climate is even more intense than the climate we are going through. And they do not have all these resources. So how difficult must it be for them? So we should make dua for them that Allah Ta'ala makes it easy for them. And Allah Ta'ala also grants them these resources. Number three, when the weather is extremely hot, then at that time, we should ensure that we take those precautions which the medical experts advise us to in order to look after our health. Because this body is also in amana and trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if a person does not look after himself in the scorching heat without any need, he just goes out and stands under the sun, then this will impact his health. A person does not drink and remain hydrated, he will become dehydrated. It will impact his health. So whatever precautionary measures are mentioned, we should ensure that we keep that in mind with this intention that this is also part of my deen. This is also the command of Allah that this body that I have given you is a trust from me. So now, look after this trust. Look after your body. Number four, we should, in the heat, try to quench the thirst of others. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that the best form of sadaqah and charity is when a person quenches the thirst of another creation of Allah. So again, whether it's a Muslim or a non-Muslim, whether it's a human or whether it's an animal. So when the weather is extremely hot, this is a great opportunity for us to quench the thirst of others and gain great amounts of reward. Sadaqah does not only mean that you will only get the reward if you quench the thirst of a poor person. No, any thirsty person. It could even be a rich person. So for example, on a hot day like this, if a person was to put a sign outside his house, and on there he was to write that if anybody is passing by and is in need of water, then they may knock on the door and I will provide them with water. How easy is this for you and I? Very easy. Now everyone's not going to knock on your door. Most people will be prepared. But it's possible somebody could be traveling, somebody could be walking, and he is in need of that water at that time. And by quenching this person's thirst, you will gain a great amount of reward. How great is this action that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that on one occasion, a woman who had lived her entire life disobeying Allah Ta'ala, a very sinful woman, she became thirsty. So she reaches a well and she takes out water from the well and she quenches her thirst. She drinks the water. And after drinking the water, she sees that there is a dog who is by the well who is licking the mud. Meaning this dog is also thirsty. So the thought crossed this woman's mind that just as I was thirsty, this dog is also thirsty. She exerted that little bit of effort and she once again drew some more water from the well and she quenched the thirst of this dog. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَشَكَرَ اللَّهُ لَهَا وَغَفَرَ لَهَا. Allah Ta'ala appreciated this one action of hers of quenching the thirst of this one dog. As a result, Allah Ta'ala forgave all her past sins and she was granted entry into Jannah. But just imagine if you were to quench the thirst of one individual, not a dog, a human being. This could become the action which makes our entry into Jannah secure. And by doing something like this, by creating an initiative like this, we will also be able to portray a good image of Islam during the era and the times we are living in, where Islamophobia is on the rise. The best way to combat Islamophobia is that we practice upon our religion. And we show the non-Muslims that this is what Islam teaches us. So if you put a sign on your window that if anybody is walking past and they are in need of water, then I am available here, just knock on the door and we will give you water. Or you can put a few bottles outside your house. Somebody walking past, they need it, they will take it. So when non-Muslims walk past and they will see this, this will leave an impression on them also, that these Muslims, they are good people. They look out for others. So there will be more benefits of this. Not only will you be gaining reward, but you will be also creating a good impression regarding Muslims and Islam. So we should try to quench the thirst of others. Assist other people. So these are some points with regards to when the weather is extremely hot, what we should be doing. Another point is that when it's extremely hot, instead of criticizing the weather, instead of always making negative comments, instead of always saying that it's too hot, we should see that what did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam teach us to say when the weather is extremely hot. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was sent as hidayah and guidance for mankind, and who did not leave any stone unturned when it came to teaching us as to what we should do in each and every situation of our life. This again is proof that Islam is the true and correct religion. Because whatever situation we find ourselves in, we find that there is guidance for that situation in the Quran and Hadith. Yes, it's possible that due to our ignorance and due to our less knowledge, we may not know what to do in that situation. But that doesn't mean that that knowledge is not present in the Quran or Hadith. So when it comes to the hot weather, when a person is experiencing heat, then on such an occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has taught us to make a dua. And through this dua, we also learn the same point. That when the weather is hot, remind yourselves of the heat of the akhirah. Remind yourself and tell yourself that if I cannot bear this heat in this world, which is only 30 degrees, 35 degrees, but I become restless, then if I was to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then how will I be able to bear the heat in the hereafter? So use this as a means of doing good deeds and refraining from disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that on the day of Qiyamah, the sun will be just 1 mile above the head. Today the sun is thousands of miles, but even then we find the heat and we find it difficult. So imagine when it's just 1 mile above the head. And people will be sweating in accordance to the sins that they had committed. Some up to their ankles, some up to their knees, some up to their waist, some up to their chins. And some will be drowning in their own sweat. So on that occasion, every person will be looking for an opportunity that where can I go where there is air condition, where there is a fan. Those people who cannot bear the heat, they will look that where's the fan. Some people, they will only go to that masjid where there is AC and air condition because they cannot bear heat. So imagine on the day of Qiyamah, where are you going to find air condition? Sun is mile above the head. And the entire humanity is present. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam teaches us, سَبْعَةٌ يُذِلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ذِلِّهِ يَوْمَ لَا ذِلَّ إِلَّا ذِلُّهُ. That there are seven categories of individuals. There are such good deeds that they carry out. Because of their good deeds, Allah Ta'ala will grant them shade under His throne on that day when there will be no other shade besides the shade of the throne of Allah Ta'ala. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has shown us that where will you be able to find the VIP air-conditioned room on the day of Qiyamah? You will have to become from one of these seven categories. Number one, Imamun Adilun, a just ruler. When a person becomes a ruler, when he becomes a person who has authority and leadership, then it becomes very easy for him to oppress other people. It's very difficult to be a man or a person in a position of authority and thereafter rule with justice. This is why we see in the world that it's very difficult to point towards a ruler or a leader and say that he is a very just ruler, he is a very just leader. Oppression has become rife. يَأْكُلُ الْقَوِيُّ مِنَّا الضَّعِيفِ. Before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent to the people of Medina Munawwara, Ja'far bin Abu Talib radiallahu anhu says that our condition was that the influential from amongst us, the powerful from amongst us, they consume the weak from amongst us. And once again, this is what is happening in the world. And you may say that we are not rulers, we are not leaders. But every person has some sort of authority. Even if it may simply be in your own house, you have authority over the members who are in your house. Somebody may be a boss in a factory, he has authority over his employees. A teacher has authority over his students. So in some way or another, we have authority. Now it's very important that when we deal with those people who are our subjects, who are under us, are we dealing with them with justice or with injustice? So that person who is in a position of authority and he deals with those people who are under him with justice, with fairness, Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah will grant him shade under his arsh, when there will be no other shade besides the shade of the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. Number two, شَابٌ نَشَأَ فِي إِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. That youth who spent his youth in the ibadah and the worship of Allah. Again, very difficult. Because when a person is going through his youth, at that time he has everything before him. He wants to enjoy life. He has the strength to disobey Allah. The deception of shaitan is that you still have a long way to go. You can become pious when you are old. An old person may think that now my life is going to end. Let me change. Let me repent. But a youth does not think like this. So if a youth was to control himself during this very difficult period, when from all four angles there are temptations, then because of his sacrifice, Allah Ta'ala will grant him shade under his arsh on the day of Qiyamah. Number three, رَجُلَانِ تَحَابَّ فِي اللَّهِ اِجْتَمَعَ عَلَيْهِ وَتَفَرَّقَ عَلَيْهِ. Those two people who meet one another only for the sake and pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. They love one another only for the pleasure of Allah. So when they meet only for Allah. When they disperse only for the pleasure of Allah. You visit another Muslim. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Why have you come to meet me? No other reason. The only reason I've come to meet you is because you are a mu'min, you are a believer, you have iman. So I love you for the pleasure of Allah. And now I am leaving. This one meeting of yours is such an action that it will become the means of you gaining the shade under arsh of Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. So have love for others and meet others only for the pleasure of Allah without any other motive. Number four, رَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسَاجِدِ. That person whose heart was attached to the masjid. How do you attach your heart to the masjid? Number one, you perform all five salah in the masjid. One person performs one salah in the masjid. His heart is attached to the masjid, but only, for example, 20%. So the second person who performs two salah in the masjid, his heart is attached to the masjid 40%. And the one who performs five salah in the masjid, his heart is attached 100%. So we have to ask ourselves that how much is our heart attached to the masjid? So five salah in the masjid, number one. Number two, after you have completed your salah, now you will have to leave the masjid. You have to earn a livelihood. You have to spend time with your family. This is all part of Sharia also. You cannot spend 24 hours in the masjid and say that my heart is attached to the masjid, so I am going to remain in the masjid. This is not possible. So when you leave the masjid, then at that time, your heart and mind should be attached to the masjid, that when will it be Dhuhr time that I can once again return to the masjid? When you leave from Dhuhr, your heart and mind at all times you're thinking that when can I go back for Asr Salah? This is attached to the masjid. And number three, attached to the masjid means that whenever you have the opportunity to come early, then you will come early. You will not think to yourself, Salah is at 1 o'clock, so I will go at 1 o'clock. No, your heart is attached to the masjid. So at 12 o'clock, you're free. You have nothing else to do, no other responsibilities. So straight away, your mind tells you, let me go to the masjid, because your heart is attached to the masjid. And after Salah, if you are free, you will remain in the masjid for as long as you can, because your heart is attached to the masjid. So رَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسَاجِدِ. That person whose heart is attached to the masjid. Number five, رَجُلٌ تَصَدَّقَ بِصَدَقَةٍ فَأَخْفَاهَا حَتَّى لَا تَعْلَمَ شِمَالُهُ مَا تُنْفِقُ يَمِينُهُ. A person who spends in the path of Allah in such a way that his left hand does not know what his right hand has spent. He does it with complete sincerity, not to show anybody else. So daily give something in sadaqah, give something in charity, even if it's a few pennies. Because this action will also make you become from those who will gain the shade and the arsh of Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. Number six, رَجُلٌ دَعَتْهُ إِمْرَأَةٌ ذَاتُ مَنْصِبٍ وَجَمَالٍ فَقَالَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهِ. When a person is invited by a woman, she has beauty, she has influence. This person is inclined towards her. He has the opportunity to sin, but at that time he says, I fear Allah. And due to the fear of Allah, he refrains from this temptation. So in our lives, whenever we have the urge to commit a sin, at that time tell yourself that inni akhafullah, I fear Allah. This refraining from this temptation and fearing Allah Ta'ala is also an action which will become a means of you gaining the shade of the arsh of Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. And finally, number seven, رَجُلٌ ذَكَرَ اللَّهَ خَالِيًا فَفَادَتْ عَيْنَاهُ. A person, he goes into solitude and he thinks about Allah. And after thinking about Allah, either because of his love for Allah Ta'ala, he begins to shed tears. Or because he has disobeyed Allah, then out of fear of Allah, he begins to shed tears. This action is also such an action that it will become the means of gaining the shade under the arsh of Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through this hadith has taught us how we can gain shade under the arsh of Allah when it will be extremely hot, much more intense heat than the heat that we are experiencing at this moment in time in this world. So we should try to bring these actions into our lives. And finally, the dua which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, that when it's extremely hot and when you are feeling hot, instead of uttering other statements, say this, La ilaha illallah. Everybody say it, La ilaha illallah. Ma ashadda harra hadha al-yawm. Allahumma ajirni min harri jahannam. La ilaha illallah. There is no deity besides Allah. Allahumma ajirni ma ashadda harra hadal yawm. How intense is the heat today? Allahumma ajirni. Oh Allah, protect me. Min harri jahannam, from the heat of jahannam. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned, when a person reads this dua on a hot day, Allah ta'ala says to jahannam that this person has asked refuge from me, from you. So you become my witness, I have granted him protection from you. So inshallah, we have read this dua today. This is your gift for Jummah today. Instead of just delivering any bayan, I thought I will deliver something from which you can benefit. This is my intention every week. So inshallah, not just today, carry on. When learn this dua, and whenever the weather is hot, read this dua. And teach your family this dua also. What better gift can you give a person than protecting them from Jahannam? So when the weather is extremely hot, we should remember the heat of the day of Qiyamah. We should remember the heat of Jahannam. And we should try and save ourselves from sinning. I will end with one incident, that there was a young boy in a village. It was night time and he was studying inside the masjid. One family were traveling, and with this family there was one young girl. So this young girl, she got lost from her family. So it was dark at night. She didn't know what to do, so she knocked on the masjid. This young boy opened the masjid. She said that, please, can I spend the night in the masjid? So he told her, go sit at the back. I am going to be studying at the front of the masjid. He carried on studying. In the morning, the family came. They knocked on the door of the masjid and they found their daughter. Before leaving, she said to this young boy that, I want to ask you one question. Throughout the night, I saw that while you were studying, the lantern which was next to you, you kept putting your finger inside the flame. So what was the reason for doing this? So the boy replied that, I am a young boy, you are a young girl. So the thought kept crossing my mind that we are alone. This is an opportunity for me to enjoy myself and fulfill my desires with this woman. So what would I do? I would place my finger in the fire and tell myself that if you cannot bear the heat of this flame, how are you going to bear the heat of Jahannam? And in this way, I control myself throughout the night. So this girl informed her family of this boy. So the family came and said that we want to give our girl to you in marriage and marry her. From here we learn another lesson also. That when a person saves himself from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will give him the opportunity to enjoy that same thing, but in a halal manner. But because our iman is not on that level, we just cannot wait. And whenever there is a temptation, then instantly we want to fulfill that temptation. We are not willing to wait for even a few moments. So tell yourself, whenever there is an urge to commit a sin, tell yourself that if I was to protect myself from this sin at this moment in time and persevere and ensure patience, very soon Allah Ta'ala will give me the same pleasure or even a greater pleasure, but in a halal manner. So this is another point we should keep in mind, that when the weather is hot, we should remind ourselves of the heat of the hereafter, that if I cannot bear the heat of this world, how will I bear the heat of the hereafter? And this will make us refrain from disobeying Allah Ta'ala, and it will give us the ability to do good deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to gain the true understanding and realization of this. And may Allah Ta'ala make this hot weather also a blessing for us. If all the points that were mentioned today, if somebody was to practice upon them, then inshallah he will be able to benefit from this also. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Please stand up in your places and make the rose. Azan up. Please stand close together. Do not leave any empty cups.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
There's one important announcement that the Darse Quran, which takes place on Saturdays. So just this weekend and next weekend, the Dars will take place on Sunday after Asr Salah. And those who attend regularly, please keep this point in mind. The Dars will take place on Sunday after Asr this weekend and next weekend also. And those who don't attend, then they are requested to also try to attend. You can enjoy the weather on Saturday, and then on Sunday try to enjoy the Quran also. We need to enjoy the world also, and we need to enjoy so that we can enjoy in Akhirah forever and ever. Otherwise, if we spend our whole life enjoying, there'll be no enjoyment after we pass away. So try to attend. Those who attend, they see the benefits. So those who attend, keep this in mind, that this weekend and next weekend, dars will be Sunday after Asr Salah, not Saturday.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحوها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المؤمنين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء أثمان وأقضاهم علي وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم ومن آذاهم فقد آذاني ومن آذاني فقد آذى الله ومن آذى الله فيوشك أن يأخذه اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا معهم اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك واجعل اللهم آمنة مطمئنة وسائر بلدان المسلمين اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين المظلومين في فلسطين اللهم انصرهم ولا تنصر عليهم اللهم ألف بين قلوبهم وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Kindly straighten the rows. Stand close together. Fill in any empty gaps.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
Monday.